Introduction. The Aspiration for Pure Discernment was written by the late Dudjom Rinpoche, Jigtra Lyeshe Dorje. He transmitted it to James Lowe at a short teaching retreat in France, and James translated it at that time. He writes that it is very warm and deep and enriching, and it arose, as Dudjom Rinpoche explains in the colophon, from a vision of Padmasambhava. Speaking from the heart, he points out in various ways how we deceive ourselves and abandon our highest ideals. Rather than quietly examining our own laziness and avoidance, we seek the toxic pleasure of judging others and delighting in exposing their faults. Our pretense, our cover-ups, our dishonesty are the means by which we cheat others and cheat ourselves. Seeing this, with shame and guilt and fear, we need to make confession from the depths of our heart. We need to turn away from reliance on the baubles of the world, and then turn towards the light of the Dharma shining in the heart of the Guru. We need help, for we cannot find the true way on our own. So we pray to the Guru in the form of Guru Rinpoche, show us our own mind as it is. Stilling the ceaseless flow of distraction with the intensity of our devotion, we ask the Guru to bless us so that we never stray from the true Dharma. Please bless us so that we enter non-dual original knowing. Humility is our great friend, for it cleans the mirror, so that at first our faults are clearly displayed to us. Then the mirror shows us the illusory nature of all reflections, interpretations, and constructs. Finally, the mirror shows us that our own awareness is like the mirror, ever empty, ever full, ever bright. The prayer. The aspiration for pure discernment. The prayer by which one recognizes one's own faults and remembers one's refuge, together with a repentant confession and rectification, and a very pure aspiration to be absolutely clear about what is to be adopted and what is to be abandoned, by Dudjom Rinpoche, Jigtra Lyeshe Dorje. Buddha Shakyamuni, the supreme guide for the universe during this good Kalpa. Noble Bodhisattvas, you assembled sons of the victor who educate beings. Precious Guru, the unsurpassed protector of beings in this debased age, together with the three roots and the hosts of Dharma protectors and vow keepers, with the yearning devotion of one pointedly remembering you from the depths of our heart, we pray again and again to arouse your attention. Due to your kindness, by the power of your unobstructed compassion for your followers, please bless us that our thoughts and intentions may be in accord with the Dharma. Due to former actions performed without grasping, we have gained this precious human existence. Due to our merit, that is by no means small, we have met with the Holy Dharma. Our Guru has permitted us, his followers, to gain initiation, blessings and instructions. This is the time when we have the jewel right in our own hand, and yet our minds, like frivolous monkeys, are completely unstable. And so we go under the power of the misleading negative forces and demons. We have no power to utilize this jewel, which is our very own. So the instructions we received on the freedoms and opportunities are just thrown away. We are now at a real turning point in our lives. Whatever we've requested, whatever we've received, it all seems just like some kind of story. We want to live in accordance with the Dharma and be real Dharma practitioners, yet our own minds forget what it means to be a pure Dharma person. We don't know how to learn about ordinary human values, let alone the view of the Buddha Dharma, and we have only a vague notion of the 16 rules of proper human conduct. We feel no shame when we observe the bad things we have done, yet we're hooked on moral indignation when we observe the conduct of others. We don't have a really pure understanding of the 10 virtues according to the Buddha Dharma, because of partiality in our attitudes towards the doctrines of the one teacher who taught them all. We disparage the Dharma and the saintly ones, and so accumulate bad karma. Thus, through seemingly relying on the Dharma, we gain only a great burden of sin to carry. We've heard a lot of teachings, so we look on ourselves with great pride. Yet, when we contemplate them, we do not reach a deep understanding of the meaning that is analysed. We would like to adhere to the moral conduct of the Hinayana ordinations, yet we act against the 4 basic points of virtuous practice and totally discard them. We would like to possess the riches of the Bodhisattva training, yet the 4 immeasurable attitudes remain unattainable, like a picture seen in a flame. We would like to maintain the tantric samaya vows, yet we don't pay attention to even the first root downfall and discard them all as of little importance. We know how to give verbal explanations of the 4 attitude changes, yet our attachment to the events of this life expose our continuing involvement with worldly values. We serve the Guru, yet our respect and devotion gradually decreases. Instead of having pure vision, we mistakenly see the Guru as an equal and a friend. We insult and disparage our Vajra brothers and sisters instead of showing them love and kindness. When others say a few bad words to us, instead of showing forbearance, we send them a torrent of curses. The love and compassion of recognizing all beings in the 6 realms to be our own parents vanishes like mist, and we do not practice it from the depth of true bodhicitta. We force ourselves to do the practices of the developing and completing systems, but we can't use them as an alternative to being submerged in everyday confusion. We know that emptiness is the essence of the Dharma in both Sutra and Tantra. Yet, not gaining a proper understanding of it, our minds become as stiff and hard as horn. Not maintaining the relaxed confidence of abiding in our original nature, we pay only lip service to that view and throw cause and effect to the wind. Outwardly, we appear disciplined with very good behaviour. Yet within, our attachment, craving, desire and greed blaze like fire. Though we place our bodies in the solitude of the mountains, our minds ceaselessly stray to the town by day and by night. We don't trust our own experience and practice, yet we give advice to others, like a child telling a story. It is impossible to be cheated by the compassion of the 3 jewels. Yet, due to our failing devotion, we cheat and harm ourselves. Thus, although we are free of the wrong views arising from lack of faith in the Guru and the holy Dharma, due to these bad times, we sentient beings perform bad actions and remain unsatisfied. Our understanding and clarity have gone under the power of carelessness. Not protecting our mindfulness, we suffer great loss. We must now take the time to examine ourselves very carefully. All that we have done has merely added to our confusion. All our thoughts are suffused with the afflictions and grasping. The virtue we do is always mixed with error, and though we see this, we do nothing about it. So where else can our final destination be but the three lower realms? Then, when we look at all our actions and patterns of behaviour, we lose trust in ourselves. And when we consider others, we are disappointed and critical, and then find no one reliable to reassure and help us. If we do not make things clear for ourselves now, then when we are caught by the hands of Yama's messengers, which of us will not see our teacher's hopes destroyed? Then, when we wait with all our hopes unfulfilled, will we not feel cheated? Therefore, with guilt and remorse arising from recognizing our own faults, in front of those who have the eye of wisdom, from the depths of our heart, we confess all our Dharma errors, faults, falls and lapses, and vow never to repeat them. Please forgive us with your compassion. Please protect us from the terror of the chasms of the wrong path, and sustain us so that we may keep on the pure path to liberation. We spend our lives busy, so busy, doing this and that, and yet we are empty-handed, without even an atom of the essential truth. Now, abandoning the path of knowing many things, yet experiencing only suffering, why should we not enter the path of knowing one thing and being free of all? Unfailing true benefactor, our sole hope and reliance, root guru who encompasses all the sites of refuge, when we pray to you with one-pointed devotion, please look on us with compassion. Our supreme refuge, most kind Lord, please bless us so we see our own faults. Please bless us so we have no desire to examine the faults of others. Please bless us with the removal of all our disturbing bad thoughts. Please bless us so that good thoughts may arise from deep within. Please bless us so we have little desire and know our limits. Please bless us so we remember the time of death to be uncertain. Please bless us so we are free of worldly intentions when we die. Please bless us so true trust in the Dharma is born in us. Please bless us so we practice pure vision, free of bias. Please bless us so we feel real, genuine respect and devotion. Please bless us so we reduce our craving for what is unobtainable. Please bless us with the power to establish Dharma in the depth of our mind. Please bless us with the power of diligence to practice within the depth of Dharma. Please bless us so we liberate all our experience in the depth of practice. Please bless us so our practice is free of obstacles. Please bless us so the results of practice ripen quickly. Please bless us so we bring meaning and benefit to all with whom we are connected. Please bless us with the destruction of duality and its hopes and fears. Please bless us so we enter non-dual original knowing. Please bless us so we actualize the original knowing of our own essence. Please bless us so we abide in the secure place right where we are. Please bless us so we gain great confidence in non-effort. With the great indestructible weapon of original knowing, which is always already present, may the entire diversity of samsara and nirvana be cut off in one instant. In the ceaseless great happiness of Nyema's celebration, may we all find permanent security in the conduct free of all change. In the infinity, which is the same everywhere, there is not even the name of suffering. So who could one find there still looking for happiness? In this very life, may we gain this kingdom of Samantabhadra, the self-liberating state free of grasping, where happiness and sorrow taste the same. Colophon. Regarding this work, which is a combination of prayer, repentant confession, and aspiration, one night, during the waxing moon of the 10th month of the water pig year, my wife, Sherab Ma Rigsin Wangmo, had a dream in which there appeared a lady who had been in her dreams before. This lady said, "You should now ask Rinpoche to write a prayer," and then departed. Moreover, later, on the night of the 10th day of the same month, the same lady appeared and told her, "You must immediately help to request the writing of a prayer," and then she vanished. I was informed of the dream the next morning, but I said, "Not many people are ready to recite the prayers that already exist. So it's not that there are no prayers at the present time." My wife then requested me to quickly write a prayer without being concerned about the length. So then I had the idea to write a prayer, since there seemed to be a need for one, to request protection from the fears of sickness, famine, weapons, and fighting that are prevalent at this time. But it remained only an intention, as other things occurred, and it seemed less pressing. However, later on, in the evening of the 10th day of the 11th month, the lady appeared again in my wife's dream and said, "My request for that prayer is not something of little importance. It is a great necessity." So then, on the basis of hearing of that dream, on the morning of the 15th day of that month, I had the idea to write something. Then, in the evening of the 14th day of the next month, I prayed one pointedly to Guru Rinpoche and made an aspiration for a very meaningful blessing. At cockcrow the following morning, I had a dream in which I was sitting inside a large building that resembled my temple. Suddenly, a white man appeared, young, dressed in white, and with long flowing ringlets. He was playing cymbals very softly and dancing in the clockwise spiralling steps of the ging as he came through the door and approached closer and closer to me while chanting these words: "If you want to establish the Dharma, then plant it in your heart. When it is in the depth of your heart, you will get Buddhahood. If you want to reach the Buddha land, then purify your attachment to ordinary confusion. Happily, the pure Buddha land is right beside you. Develop diligence in the practice of the essence. If you do not practice, then who will gain the attainments? It is difficult to look at one's own bad faults. To really see one's own faults is the one essential point of the Dharma instructions. Gradually purify the errors you have and increase and develop the good qualities you have." At the end of each line, he increased the volume of the cymbals, and at the end, he departed while playing them very loudly, and due to this I woke up. Immediately on awakening, I remembered his words and knew that their meaning concerned the difficulty of training in rejecting and accepting. Then, with the regret of having seen my soul father, Guru Padmasambhava, directly in front of me and not recognizing him, with longing devotion, this old father of the Nyingma, Jigdrel Yeshe Dorje, wrote this in accordance with my vision. May it be beneficial. Benefit to all. This comes from the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Read by Wendy, July 2023.